about
Mike
that.
Steele from the 12th District. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
After last week's drama, what have you got planned for this week in Olympia? Who's asking you for a vote?
Well, things continue to move at a rapid pace over here. As you know, we're coming up on our first of a couple of cutoffs, and so our committee schedules have been just incredibly intense. We are hearing all kinds of bills and actually had some briefings from staff around the number of overtime hours they're putting in just to accommodate all of the amendments and things that we're trying to run on all these bills. We've introduced more bills this year in the short session than ever before in the history of the state. Well over 1,000 bills have been introduced, and so we're just trying to keep up with the volume, and we continue to have committee meetings daily and in between floor action and voting some things off. So you've probably seen some of the things in the news around some of the more controversial debates that are happening over here. So that stuff all happens on a regular basis, as well as trying to keep straight all of the bills that are being introduced.
And how different is the short session? It feels like with the 60 versus the 100 days, you're looking at, there is a lot of people that have a lot of agendas they're trying to accomplish, particularly in kind of a highly intense political climate that they're trying to get out there. And so I'd imagine you're just swamped at this point.
Yeah, I think that kind of encapsulates it well. We are indeed swamped. It's people still do have a lot of policy they're trying to pass, good or bad, and it kind of falls to the committees, the various committees, to weed out those policies that don't really have the merit to continue through the process. So, but we are hearing from people all over the state, and yesterday, of course, we had a Capitol full of people, everything from gun rights activists to pro-lifers, so it's just been a crazy busy couple of days.
Some people say, well, if you have a pet project, something you love, something you hate, you should get in touch with your representative. How many people actually email you or call you with their views?
Well, last year we actually answered over 3,000 constituent emails in our office, and we see probably about 300 emails a day, and we try to answer every single constituent that emails us. So it's quite the volume, and we want to make sure that everybody gets a response and everybody has an opportunity to connect with their government.
Now, the Speaker of the House, Chop, said this week that for him, rural economic development is one of his primary goals, something that he wants to put a lot of effort into. Have you seen any progress from him or other folks on that goal from the Democrats in the House, or is this something that he's trying to kind of play a political card?
Well, it's a great question. I just want to pause for a second and let you know that Representative Condotta has joined us this morning.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Kerry Condotta.
Ah, good to be here.
So, yes, back to the question around Speaker Chop. You know, we haven't seen the sort of movement we would expect or like from our side around rural economic development from his caucus. I think that it is a talking point that they use quite a bit, but you can see as it came down the delay in the Hearst decision. Really, to me, was an example of what they aren't doing to help rural economic development, and how long it took to satisfy that solution really was a testament to how much they cared or don't care about rural economic development.
Now, there are other bills. Obviously, there's been a lot in talk. There's some gun legislation that's going on. There was one three or four days ago, the so-called gay conversion therapy bill. A lot of these things, how realistic are we going to see some of these more controversial bills? Are they actually going to get past whatever the deadlines they need to get past so that they will get some time on the House floor?
Well, it's an interesting situation because the House has not changed. It still takes 50 votes to get a bill off the floor. They have exactly 50 votes on the other side. I think there's a lot of saber rattling right now with the Senate changing hands. The folks on the other side are trying to shore up their base. They're bringing up a lot of things. There's a lot of old labor bills that I haven't seen for 5 or 6 years that are back. In the end, I don't think much of it's going to go anywhere because the House is in play. As you mentioned earlier, Frank is working hard on the rural districts because there's only 3 rural seats left in the Democrats' hands, and those are all in play right now. So I really don't think those folks are going to vote for anything too radical.
What's the week been like for you, Kerry, personally? What bill have you been concentrating on, some pet project of your own?
Well, I've got a lot of hearings. It's just out of the blue. I've been in hearings. I've got a couple of carbon reduction bills that are getting a lot of attention. I've got a explosives bill that's up today for hearing. Just a lot of stuff going on. But behind the scenes, what we're doing now is really gearing up the budget, really working the budget side, and starting to talk about this property tax reduction. that I really believe we need to do this year, and that's really become the focus. I think next week that'll be the primary focus.
Could you describe what that tax reduction would be like?
Well, there's several bills out there, but my particular bill would take the state property tax back from 81 cents to 50 cents where it started, and it would eliminate most of the tax increases that you're seeing due to the McCleary decision this year. We have the money to do it. There's $2.1 billion sitting on the table down here. There's no reason we can't spend $330 million to get rid of that tax increase. We've got housing issues with pricing. We've got rentals too high, and property taxes drive all of that. So we just need to reduce that. We have the money to do it, and that's exactly what we should be doing.
Kerry Kadada, Mike Steele, thank you so much for taking the time and talking with us this morning. We certainly appreciate it each and every week, and we look forward to talking to you next week.